Hey, it's John Lee Dumas of EO Fire, and it's The Entrepreneurial You, the show for dedicated and passionate Caribbean entrepreneurs seeking daily inspiration, brought to you by author, speaker, and award-winning entrepreneur, Henneka Watkus Porter. You must be prepared to ignite.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of The Entrepreneurial You podcast, where we delve into the world of entrepreneurship, success, failures, all of that stuff regarding entrepreneurship, right? Of course, I'm your host, Henneka Watkus Porter. If you're joining me for the very first time, then a hearty Jamaican welcome to you. And of course, if you are a returning resident, as we say, then welcome back. Good to have you. Today, we have a special guest who is revolutionizing the digital landscape. But first, a word from our valued partners at the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
We needed to raise capital, but our experience with local financial institutions was that they were cautious and slow to act, and interest rates were far too high. We had real concerns about financing our business through outside equity investors and the possibility of interference. Could we get a fair valuation for our business? We had our own ideas about the business and its value. Should I go the traditional route of bank financing, or should I try the Jamaica Stock Exchange? So we made a call and experienced transformation of our business through conversations. I'm John Mahfood, CEO of Jamaican Teas, and we're listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Give us a call today at 876-967-3271 to begin your transformation through conversation. We want to see your company listed on the Jamaica Stock Exchange.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Joining us today is a serial digital entrepreneur with over 12 years of experience helping businesses in Jamaica, the Caribbean, and North America maximize their growth within the digital environment. With a deep understanding of the digital space, mobile and web development industries, and driven by his philosophy and desire for business growth and profitability, he desires a paradigm shift in the local business landscape and digital technology used to transform businesses. Supported by his training as an educator, he's also an avid philanthropist invested in social responsibility. He champions initiatives that seek to improve the lives of young people and has been acknowledged for his work with the Young Women's Christian Association, YWCA, and the Ontario government for his dedication to serving others. Please, my friends, join me in welcoming Mohan Beckford. Welcome, Mohan.
Hi, Henneka. Thank you for having me, and hello to your listeners.
So today's episode focuses on transforming businesses in the digital age, a journey with Mohan Beckford. We will explore his insights on driving business growth and profitability through digital marketing and creative solutions. But before we get into the meat of the matter, Mohan, if you could have dinner with any historical figure, who would it be and why?
that's a very good question. I would say Bob Marley. And the reason why I would say Bob Marley is the journey of understanding how to push on despite whatever hardship that came about. He transitioned and he left Jamaica, went back to Jamaica just to fulfill the purpose or that burning desire that he had within him. Mm-hmm. I would want to ask him about that.
Okay, interesting. All right, let's talk about your journey. You are still around and you are creating waves. Let's talk about your journey, Mohan. Tell us a little bit about young Mohan, you know, maybe 7 years old, 7 to 10 years old, Mohan.
So 7 to 10 years old, Mohan is the one that used to pull down his mom's radio. And when he fits it up back, there's always one screw that is left out. And you're wondering to yourself, Wish did I miss one school? But everything seems to be in place. So I've always been the one to be tinkering with devices, meddling with technology, and always have a curious mind. So that's me at 10 years old.
Always having a curious mind. You now having this curious mind, you're pulling down stuff and everything. Take us to now where that has led you into the field of entrepreneurship. When did you start dabbling until you recognize, hey, this thing, I actually like it?
The other day, I was thinking about it, and I've always been an entrepreneur. Let me take you back to high school. I had a video club. I started a video club where I joined a video club, rent the tapes, and I'm not sure to remember VCR.
Yes, I do.
Maybe you're too young to remember.
Aging me, it's okay. I do remember. I can recall. Right?
I used to have a video club back in high school, and then I transformed that into a DVD club. I kind of gave that up when I went to university. During university, I went into importing. There was also other businesses I was doing whilst being at university. My mom used to have a business, a shop, and I used to help her out, with that as well. So I've always been doing business.
So you're now the founder of Next Step Digital Solutions. Talk to us about that.
Okay, so Next Step Digital Solutions. So I have always been into technology. I've always had a passion for technology. But when I finished university, I actually went into insurance. But there became a point when I just felt not fulfilled. I was doing it freelance. In 2017, I decided to go full-time in it. So I just took that jump and went in there full-time. Next Step Digital Solution, it was web design pro, JA, when I was doing freelancing. And then when I went full-time, we came up with the name Next Step Digital Solutions, because what we want to do is we want to impact persons who have taken a step in their business, whether they have registered it or they have used Wix or whatever the other situation is. They have taken a step in their business and they're ready to take that next step. We then provide them with the digital solutions to do that. So we consider ourselves like a digital construction company that ensure that your business is properly constructed right across the different digital platforms.
Right. So you're talking about, your social media platform, your Instagram, LinkedIn, Twitter, or X. Gosh.
Yeah.
I'm getting to say X.
That's fine. Because most times when you look at most businesses, when they look at their Instagram, the color is probably red. When I look at Facebook, it's pink. When I look at their website, if they have anything, it's blue. So that uniformity is not there. So I always use the analogy. If you go into a Scotiabank in Kingston and go into one in Mobe, you know you're in a Scotia. Because the look
remains the same.
Right. So within the digital space, you want to have that effect as well, especially because the trust factor is there that you have to cement. And the familiarity encourage, that sort of a trust amongst online shoppers.
Yeah. So let's dive a little more into that. What does the color of my Instagram feed page has to do and the color of my Facebook page has to do with trust factor?
It's about your branding and building that brand awareness. And you have to ensure that there's that familiarity. So look at Grace Kennedy, red and black. Once you see it, you know it is Grace Kennedy. Look at Pepsi, the blue and white. What they maintain, KFC maintain that color palette so that anywhere you go, based on the color and the design, you know it's them. 1 minute, if you should see a KFC logo that is green, you might question it because that's not what you are familiar with. But with anything in life that you do, you have to maintain a certain level of consistency in order to build that trust. So it's very important for you as a brand to choose a color palette that is fitting, because a lot of persons do understand that colors have different meaning. So if you have a business that called the red hot strategies, I wouldn't suggest you use a blue color for that. Blue is not of a cooler color.
Yeah, right. So question, you touched on, you know, you mentioned some brands in your analogy and stuff, and I distinctly recall KFC many years ago launching a product called Curry Crunch. I don't know if anybody remembers that, Lord have mercy, but I'm a curry lover, so I gravitated towards it, and I loved it. It didn't look like curry, but it smelled and tasted like curry.
Right.
But clearly, it never lasted a day on their menu. It's no longer there. I mean, it went as fast as it came on. Now, talk to us about when we're, you know, branding and how important it is for us to have the right product for our clients or customers to attract them and to keep them. And how do we know? I know it's a long-winded question. Well, how do we know when it is that we have the right product, we've launched the right product or the right service?
So, I mean, that's a good question. And when you will know, as I said, when you will know because the customers will tell you, which would mean as an entrepreneur, as a business person, you have to keep your eyes and your ears, you have to keep your pulse very much open to what the customers want and what their feedbacks are. Because at the end of the day, you realize that most of us, when we started out with X and we end up doing Y. And that's because of what we, is not about what we think the customer wants, because you might develop the best product whatsoever you think. But when you put it out there, you realize that that's not what, it's not hitting. The customer's not buying it because that's not what they want. So at the end of the day, you have to listen to your customers. You have to also maintain a certain level of consistency with your look and feel as well, so that the customers become familiar with your brand, and also ensure that the trust factor, as I've mentioned before, has been fermented or solidified. So in terms of deciding on a product or service, and when you decide, when you know you have the right product or service, is when you have listened to your customers, you have tailored and presented your product in a way that is fitting for your customers. You don't want to sell certain things to certain people. If you don't understand your customer, you might want to bring an arm sandwich to a Rastafarian, which is not good. So you have to understand.
One old fire for you.
Yeah. You have to understand your audience and tailor and fix. So as a startup, as a business, you have to also be flexible. There are different brands, and if you look at it, there have been many transformations. Scotia has transformed in terms of updating and modernizing their logo and look and feel. VMBS did a good job in modernizing their logo to attract. What works for my grandparents, where VM is concerned, wouldn't work for me. NCB has also modernized their logo to, and there are many overseas brands as well that would have gone through that sort of transition. So as a business person, you have to be flexible and you have to be agile in order to maintain serving the customers and providing them with what they want. Because as the time changes, customer expectation and taste also change.
Yeah, and some people are still much want to live in the dinosaur era, but, you know, perhaps hoping that we'll go back to horse and buggy and all of these things. But we are in the digital age and there is no going back. So
can you believe if you're still sending telegrams versus...
Mighty God! I remember, speaking of telegram, I remember my grandparents used to tell me about, you know, how the fear that came over them when a telegram would come, you know, John dead, come now. And because you have to pay, like you pay per word. And so they kept the words to a very minimum, very minimum. And so when the mailman delivers a telegram, my gosh, the heart rate went up. Right. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Yes. I heard about those times. Heard. I did not live it, guys. I heard about it. Okay. All right. So back on the point I was alluding to, the question I wanted to ask. So there's no going back to those days. No telegram. No. Of course, there's telegram. No. I bet these young people don't know that that's where it perhaps, you know, they got the inspiration from. Anyway, going to where I wanted to go is your role in transforming businesses in the digital age. How would you describe that? How would you define it, Mohan?
So my role is very critical, and it's one of those things that I'm excited about, because when you look at digital, for example, digital marketing is a whole facet of things. When you look at digital marketing, we're not talking about social media management. We're not talking only about email marketing, copywriting, web development, SEO, advertising across the digital platforms. We're talking about all of those plus more encompass what we call digital marketing. So I, as a full stack developer, I'm a Google partner, HubSpot partner, and an SEO specialist, you realize that my role is important, because what it does is allow me to be able to truncate a business in terms of its different units and look to see what is needed to digitize that and all the processes that entails, and how to tie them together with the right technology to fit the different use cases based on the individual or the organization. So it's important to have that diverse knowledge as a person like me wanting to transform in business, so that you're able to give that sort of expert advice to different persons based on their use cases. So it's very important. My role is very important from my standpoint, because if you are not online, you are not a part of the option for the persons who are searching for your goods or services. So I also operate out of North America. Having a website is in North America, it is seen as an investment, versus having a website for business persons here or being online, it is looked at as an expense. And the difference in mindset plays a big role in understanding the importance of being digitized, in the importance of being online. Where I have had persons within the plaque industry that does trophies and those kind of things. I have spoken to many of them, and they say, well, I don't need a website because I know the principals in the different schools, but not realizing that most of those principals are going on retirement. No. And when that new principal comes in and needed to decide who to choose, they are going to Google companies that sell plaque. And if you're not there, you know, you're going to be left holding on to the bag. So it is important to get ahead of the curve and digitize your business.
Right. You mentioned what you mentioned a while ago was where I really wanted to go next. So you work in North America, you know, you've worked in the Caribbean, and clearly, I mean, Jamaica is a little bit ahead when it comes on to digital, but nonetheless, and COVID-19 did show us up royally that we're laggards when it comes on to the digital, you know, aspect of running a business. How do you see digital technology transforming businesses in Jamaica, and but more so in the wider Caribbean region?
So, as we are operating in a global space, and as digital technology has advanced, the world or the space in which we operate gets smaller. But what that means is, you as a business, your competitor is not just the man down the road or around the street or next door. Your competitor is Shein, is Amazon, is in China, is in the US. So at the end of the day, what you have to do, you have to digitize and present yourself online. And remember, the technology within North America is very advanced. So you have to be able to compete and compete effectively with that. What we noticed as well is that as technology advances, you realize that customer patience get a little bit shorter, which would mean gone are the days when you're saying, oh, I'll respond to you within 24 or 48 hours. Because what you have to understand as well is that your competitor, whilst you're asleep, once it is daytime, is nighttime for you, is daytime for them. So their response is very quick. So what you do, you use technology to leverage or to break or to fill that gap, whether it be a chatbot, whether it be AI, whether it be instant chat, whether it be WhatsApp, because persons are very, very much quicker these days in terms of customers and their needs. They want those needs to be solved now. So digitizing will help you to compete effectively and keep your business running, for as long as possible.
Let's talk about a very exciting opportunity that's coming up. You are hosting a conference. Talk to me about that. Tell me about the conference. What is it about? Digital, I guess.
So it's called BizCon. So we connect, we innovate, and we grow. This year, the theme is MSME Innovation and Financing Strategy. It's a conference and an expo that's happening April 23rd at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel. And we also has a virtual aspect of it. So it's going to be hybrid, underground and virtual. This conference is for MSME. For those persons who, because most times when you ask persons, who are you? What would you want for your business? The first thing that they will say, investment, right? At the end of the day, what you want to do is we want to encourage and show them in a practical way how to set up yourself to be investment worthy, or you set up yourself to move from one stage to the next. Also, most times, persons might be limited in their understanding that is not just a loan from a financial institution. That can be invested in their business, private equity, and all of these other things that we want to bring them aware of. Also, we'll be having some amazing speakers. We have Marjan Stewart from out of Canada, who is a management consultant, especially where strategy and development is concerned. So he has the knowledge of what's happening in North America and can tell you how to leverage that. We have David Mullins, who is a stalwart within the investment sphere as well.
Hey, David.
How to build a business. So it's not every day we get to interact and mingle and listen and sit beside these persons. So BizCon is presenting and affording small businesses that opportunity to leverage. And I think it's going to be very amazing.
I am excited too. That sounds really exciting. David is a very good friend of mine, and I know good stuff. Yeah, I saw your speaker lineup. Great stuff. Tell us the investment to attend the event.
For attendees, it's $100 to be an exhibitor. It's $350 US. What I want this kind of a conference to be is I want you to leave with something practical. Person that we're betting for. To be like exhibitor, so on and so forth. We want practicality. We want persons to come and diagnose, to look on your business, to help you, to tell you what's going on. When you leave there, I want you to leave with something.
When you leave there, he wants you to leave with something, and leave with something you will. I'm excited. I'm certainly going to be there, and I'm looking forward and to seeing some of you there who you're listening to this podcast today. Now, guess what? Mohan did share with me that he has a very exciting giveaway. Let's tell our audience what it is that you have to give away.
We have a free ticket for one of your listeners. So we do want to encourage and give back to the community. So we have a free ticket that we want to give away.
Look in the show notes and you will see the details right there. You claim your ticket. Yes, man. Good stuff. All right, Mohan, we're about to wrap. So what I want you to do for me, I want you to do two things. One, I want you to just bring our conversation home as it relates to transforming businesses in the digital age. What are your final thoughts on that? What's the last thing that you want our community to walk away with? That's one. And two, just remind us how to get in touch with you and just reiterate the conference details.
Okay, good stuff. So digital transformation, I want to tell your listeners that it's not just big business. You have a lot of persons, when they hear the word digital transformation, they think about major corporate companies. But digital transformation refers to the process of integrating digital technology, strategy, and practice into your traditional business model to enhance the efficiency and productivity and your competitiveness. You know, so if you usually collect only cash by virtue of you inputting a merchant service in your business, now you can collect credit card or Visa debit card payment, you have digitized that process of your business. Also, at the end of the day, digital transformation, as I said before, involves you leveraging digital tools. You know, you look at AI, you look at data analytics. Don't be afraid to look at the numbers. Numbers don't lie. Using your social media, ensure that you're mobile ready if you have a website. So you have to adapt as a business. So that's what digital transformation is, and it's everybody's business. No matter how small you are or how big you are, you must digitize in order to be competitive and to stay relevant in this time. We are putting on a premier conference, SME conference, at the Jamaica Pegasus Hotel on April 23rd, 2024. And it's from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. on April 23rd. We have renowned speakers, international speakers, David Mullins, we have John Mark Stewart, we have Herbert Hall, we have Mr. Cameron, that we'll be talking about digital, we'll be talking about data protection. So you want to be a part of that.
Chuck Emeka. No, it's first name is a challenge for me, right?
I just call him Chuck Cameron. You know, I just call him Chuck Cameron.
I know.
Right. So as business owners, we have to be very agile in our way of doing business, in adapting methodologies and digital tools to increase our flexibility to remain relevant. At the end of the day, e-commerce and online presence is a must. If you can automate, and as you look at that, we talk about cybersecurity as well. We'll have somebody that will be speaking on cybersecurity to help you to demystify that it's safe to be doing business on online. For us, as I said, the name is Mohan Beckford. It's Mohan Beckford right across digital technology. And the company's Next Step Digital Solution right across all channels. So you can look for us, search for us, engage with us, and we'll be happy to. And we're going to be very excited to see you at BizCon 2024.
Excellent stuff. Awesome sauce. Mohan Beckford, I want to say thank you so very much for coming and sharing. Let's talking about transforming businesses in the digital age. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And thank you for having me. And thanks to the listeners for listening.
Awesome. That's a wrap for today's episode of the Entrepreneurial You podcast. Remember, success is not just about profits, but also about impact. And I know we didn't get into it, but Mohan is big. And as I mentioned in the intro, he's big on philanthropy. He is amazing when it comes on to giving back. So remember now, it's not just about profits, but about impact. I encourage you to stay tuned for more inspiring stories and entrepreneurial insights. And if you are an aspiring podcaster or busy entrepreneur or expert, whatever it is that you are doing, and you're looking to start your own show, I've got you covered. Yes, man, the Entrepreneurial You Media or podcast production services take the hassle out of creating your podcast. So all you have to do is show up and share your amazing content from ideation right through to post-production, marketing, all that stuff. We get it done for you. Your voice is unique. The world awaits your awesomeness. The world awaits your story. So don't let the fear of production hold you back. All right. Until next time, keep shining and sharing your brilliance with the world. Reach out at Henika@henikawakisporta.com, or you can find me, Henika Wakisporta, across social media platforms. And as I close, kindly affirm with me now? As I navigate my entrepreneurial journey, I will always believe in the power of my dreams and the impact I can make on the world. This is Penny Kawachi Porter signing off. Until next time, do take care.